I'm just going to read a selection of verses from Romans chapter 5 by way of introduction to something I just want to share very, very briefly before we share bread and wine together. So I'm going to read from Romans chapter 5, verse 1, and then verses 6 to 8, and then verses 18 to 19. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, while we were still his enemies, Christ died for us. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. And it's that one act of righteousness that we come to celebrate today. Communion. Communion is a reminder to us of the Last Supper, the Passover meal that Jesus shared with his disciples the night that he was betrayed and the night before he was tried and crucified. It is a remembrance of the cross. In July 1941, in the Auschwitz concentration camp, some prisoners attempted to escape. So a Nazi officer selected a group of other prisoners to die as a lesson against trying such things. One of the men selected to die pleaded for his life. He had a family who depended on him. And at that moment, a Catholic priest, Father Maximilian Kolbe, volunteered to die in that man's place. Unusually, the Nazi officer allowed the replacement. And in a similar way, Jesus died in your place and in mine. We deserve punishment, but on the cross, Jesus willingly and voluntarily gave his life as a ransom for our lives. And as we share bread and wine, we remember what he did for us. We remember the cross. But communion is also an encounter with the risen Jesus. On a number of occasions, it was as Jesus broke bread with his disciples after his resurrection that their eyes were open and they recognized who he was. In the same way, as we share bread and wine together, we are reminded that Jesus did die, but that he rose again from the dead. And because he rose again from the dead, is with us right here and right now by his Spirit. And communion isn't just something we practice on our own. Communion is something that we do together. Communion is communion with one another. This meal that we will share brings us together. Jesus said, "Do this together in remembrance of me." This meal reminds us what it is that brings us together and what it is that unites us. Do you know, we may otherwise have nothing to do with each other, save for this, our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ And this meal reminds us that we are family. We are brothers and sisters together, brothers with our Lord Jesus Christ, children of God. Each one of us in need of forgiveness. Each one of us in need of salvation. In Christ, we are one. And communion is also an anticipation of Jesus's second coming. Jesus said on one occasion, "I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of this vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." And in 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, "Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So as we eat and drink, we remind ourselves that Jesus is coming back as he said he would. And we shall see him face to face. So communion, even whilst socially distanced, is a reminder of the cross and what Jesus did for you and for me. It's an encounter with the risen Lord Jesus. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. It is a communion with each other. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, brought together through faith in Jesus. And it is an anticipation of Jesus's return. The Lord is coming, and he will come soon. Hallelujah. Our song that we'll listen to in a moment, and perhaps if it's appropriate, we can sing along too, begins with these words. "Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us, and we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross." So as we have the bread and wine before us, as we hold the bread and wine in our hands, we are to see Jesus. We break the bread to remind us his body was broken. We pour out the wine to remind us his blood was poured out. But we eat the bread as a sign that we put our faith in Jesus. He was broken for you and for me. And we drink the wine as a sign that we receive his forgiveness for our wrongdoing. We receive his life and we give thanks. Let me read those few verses in Romans, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 23. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'